Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the waterside of Daytona Beach. This is the Waterside Guide, and today we're going to talk a little bit about offshore sailboat racing. When you think of Daytona Beach, people talk about racing. They usually mean cars and motorcycles. However, there is a vibrant sailboat racing element. The Atlantic Ocean between Ponce Inlet and the Daytona Beach Pier has a relatively straight shoreline. From racing's north turn to the Daytona Beach Pier is approximately 10 miles. A nearshore sailboat race course has been established. The race begins at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy. There's a marker placed about 1,000 feet east of the beach in front of racing's north turn. All participants must pass the marker on the shore side, assuring visibility from public areas, hotels, and condos. There are two categories of sailboats that compete in these nearshore sailboat races, a cruising class and a performance class. We'll be talking with sailboat owners and operators in the very near future. My first guest will be Chris Herbster, captain of the sailboat C.C. Rider, and an active participant in the branch of science concerned with the process and phenomena of the atmosphere, especially as a means of forecasting. He's a weatherman. He teaches meteorology at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. This is Ken English, and I'm host of The Waterside Guide, and I'll be right back.
The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.
The race starts at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy at noon. The sailboats head northwest to a marker 1,000 feet east of racing's north turn, where they turn north. They'll pass Sunglow Pier, Brendan and Sunsplash Parks, Landshark, Krabby's Oceanside, and the Ocean Deck on their way to the Daytona Beach Pier. Entries in the cruising class include Albert Real, La Vie Dansante, Dan Milkey, Strange Bird, Randy Gillies, Godspeed, Todd Stebleton, Copperhead, Philip Cornett, Sail Away, and David Smith, Incommunicado. The performance class includes Chris Herbster, C.C. Rider, Brian Herbster, Livelist, Ted Yeager, Opes Dei, and Norm Church, Obsession.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on both Facebook and YouTube. The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.
In May of 2016, I saw my first sailboat race. Not the first sailboat, but the actual race. It was along the coast. It was part of the Gulf 2016. The Gulf Streamer is an ocean offshore race from Daytona Beach to Charleston, South Carolina. As part of that, the first portion runs up the coast from Ponce Inlet, where the boats start, past the Daytona Beach Pier, and then they veer out into the Gulf Stream. But I was on the Daytona Beach Pier, up on the top deck at the restaurant, Joe's Crab House, at the top of the Daytona Beach Pier in 2016, when the boats came up the coast, not very far from the shore, and I looked at it and thought, what a great venue this would be if more people knew that these boats were coming by. So a couple years later, we were able to do this with the cooperation of the Commodore's Cup participants. The Commodore's Cup is a series of offshore races organized by the Halifax River Yacht Club. It's been done for a number of years, but generally speaking, sailboat racing takes place pretty far offshore. When you bring the boats in, these are all 40 and 50-foot boats. The mast is up 30 feet above the water. They have two and sometimes three sails. They're visible all along the coast once they pass the marker buoy in front of or east of Racing's North Turn. They'll come up the coast to passing the Sun Glow Pier, and then Rendon Park, Sunsplash Park, all the condos and hotels in between, where you have an excellent view from the balconies and from the shore itself. So it's a 10-mile race. It's Daytona Beach's slowest race, but it's also the most relaxing race you'll ever attend. You can kick up your feet, sit in the sand, and watch the boats go by. Because once they start, they all start approximately the same time, but because of the nature of the wind and the skill of the sailors, they pass at different times, various points. So they'll start to separate near the Sun Glow Pier, and they'll take anywhere from 45 to minutes to an hour for all of the boats to pass by and moving on to the next stage. This race coming up on the 5th of September is actually one of the Commodore Cup series for this summer for 2020, and it's a race to St. Augustine. But the first portion is now known as the Daytona Beach Dash, and it's visible from Ponce Inlet as the boats pass Racing's North Turn all the way up to the Daytona Beach Pier. I'll be right back. This is Ken English for the Waterside Guide to Daytona Beach.
The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.
The race starts at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy at noon. The sailboats head northwest to a marker 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, where they turn north. They'll pass Sun Glow Pier, Rendon and Sunsplash Parks, Landshark, Krabby's Oceanside, and the Ocean Deck on their way to the Daytona Beach Pier. Entries in the cruising class include Albert Real, La Vie Dansante, Dan Milkey, Strange Bird, Randy Gillies, Godspeed, Todd Stebbleton, Copperhead, Philip Cornett, Sail Away, and David Smith, Incommunicado. The performance class includes Chris Herbster, CC Ryder, Brian Herbster, Lively, Ted Yeager, Opes Day, and Norm Church, Obsession.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on both Facebook and YouTube. The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.
For more information, follow us on Facebook. Join our Facebook group, Daytona Sailboat Racing. And you can use that same phrase, Daytona Sailboat Racing, on YouTube and in general on Google search. And it will return a number of links to local activities here, including the Halifax Sailing Association, which is the community-based program for families to participate in, to learn how to sail, or to at least have their kids learn how to sail. Yeah, it's conveniently located on the river, the Halifax River, in Daytona Beach. It's called the Halifax Sailing Association. We'll be talking with people representing that organization and its youth program, as well as the Commodore's Cup, which is coming up on the 5th of September, part of the race to St. Augustine. This is Ken English, and there'll be one more Commodore's Cup race at the end of September, and around the 20th of September, I believe. And we'll be following that one along as well, because we're really looking toward next year for 2021. Beginning in May is the Gulfstreamer race to St. Charleston. It was postponed from this year because of the COVID issues and rescheduled to go on the 21st. For the past dozen years or so, it's been every other year on even-numbered years. This will be 2021. And the race is from Ponce Inlet past the Daytona Beach Pier and then up to Charleston, South Carolina. The first portion of that is a special shore, nearshore sailboat race as well. And that's what we'll really be focusing on. This is Ken English on behalf of the Commodore's Cup 2020. Offshore sailboat racing on the nearshore course.
The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.
The race starts at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy at noon. The sailboats head northwest to a marker 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, where they turn north. They'll pass Sunglow Pier, Brendan and Sunsplash Parks, Landshark, Krabby's Oceanside, and the Ocean Deck on their way to the Daytona Beach Pier. Entries in the cruising class include Albert Real, La Vie Dansante, Dan Milkey, Strange Bird, Randy Gillies, Godspeed, Todd Stebleton, Copperhead, Philip Cornett, Sail Away, and David Smith, Incommunicado. The performance class includes Chris Herbster, CC Ryder, Brian Herbster, Lively, Ted Yeager, Opes Day, and Norm Church, Obsession.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on both Facebook and YouTube. The next offshore sailboat race on the nearshore course is set for Saturday, September 5th, as part of the Commodore's Cup 2020 race to St. Augustine.